ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वज्राश्वम केतु मावम च भारतम च उत्तरान् गुरुं किं पुरुष आदीनि वर्षाणि विजित्य जगरे बलिं वज्राश्वं केतुमालं च भारतं चोत्तरां कुरुन् किं पुरुषादीनि वर्षाणि विजित्य जगहे बलिं वज्राश्वं केतुमालं च भारतं चोत्तरां कुरुन् किं पुरुषादीनि वर्षाणि विजित्य जग्रे बलिं वज्राश्वं केतुमालं च भारतं चोत्तरां कुरुन् किं पुरुषादीनि वर्षाणि विजित्य जगहे बलिं भद्राश्व केतुमालं केतुमाल च आल्सो भारतम भारत च एंड उत्तरान द नॉर्दर्न कंट्रीज कुरुन द किंगडम ऑफ द कुरु डायनेस्टी किंग पुरुष आदिनी A country beyond the northern side of the Himalayas. Varshani, parts of the earth planet. Vijitya, conquering. Jagrihe, exacted. Balim, strength. Translation. Maharaj Parikshit then conquered all parts of the earthly planet. Bhadrashva, Ketumala, Bharata, the northern portion of Kuru Jangala, Kim Kurusha, etc., and exacted tributes from their respective rulers.
So in this verse, it is descriptive, divine parts of the world. So, the important word is here, Vijitva Jagrihe Bulin. Bulin, I do not know how it is said, strength, tax, tributes. The king, the emperor, would conquer a country and levy tax, must give at least token. It doesn't matter, even £1 or $1 per year, but he must pay something, token. That means he agrees to become subordinate. Just as according to Rent Act, a poor man must pay something, it may be, in our country it is so. So that the landlord has the claim without rent, after some years it becomes his property. So, this conquering of other countries was not like the Napoleon conqueror, or Hitler conquer. No. As it will be evident from the character of Maharaj Parikshit, the idea was to keep the whole world Krishna conscious. If certain country, certain parts of the world would not be Krishna conscious, then this king would go and chastise them. Just like Krishna used to kill the demons. There was one Pundra, even during Krishna's time, he placed himself as Vishnu. He artificially made four hands. So he challenged Krishna that I am Vishnu. So Krishna immediately cut his head. So any imposter, pretender, representing as the incarnation of God or something like that, in those days, the king could not tolerate. Immediately cut his head. What to speak of thieves and rogues. So, the king's going to other country conquering, he did not mean that to acquire some position, land position. No, that was not the aim. The aim was all the fights in Mahabharata or in Ramayana. It was meant for chastising the godless. Godless. Just like Ramchandra. Ramchandra, Lord Ramchandra, chastised Ravan. So he went to Lanka, they call Ceylon, and crossed the sea by making bridge. But what was the idea? The idea was that this rascal, demon, is a godless person. So therefore, he must be punished. He was punished not alone. Anyone who joined with him, everyone was punished. But Lord Ramchandra did not occupy the land for his kingdom. He installed his brother, Vibhishan, who was a devotee, in the place of Ravana. Just like Krishna. Krishna was taking part in the battlefield of Kurukshetra and inducing Arjuna that you fight. Arjuna was not willing to fight, but he was inducing to fight. What is the purpose? Because the other party represented thieves, rogues, and demons. Krishna wants that for somebody must be king who is his representative. Devote. That is the whole plan. Tadadadahi dhanmasra glani bhavati bharata abhuttanam madharmasra tadatmanam sriyam maham paritranaya sadhanam vinasaya sudhiskita dharma samasthapanarthaya. This is the purpose. Dharma samasthapanarthaya. To establish religious principle. If people become irreligious, then the whole world becomes a hell. Just like we at the present moment. Anywhere you go, this is hellish condition. Nobody is peaceful, nobody is happy, although material is very much advanced. political entanglement, social entanglement, religious entanglement, economic entanglement, simply entanglement. No peace will live anyone. Just like at the present moment, the whole world, there is, what is that crisis? Power crisis? Energy crisis. Energy crisis. So, crisis must be there. Otherwise, if you live peacefully, even within so many crises, war, and fighting, we are thinking this world is very nice. In spite of all these difficulties, especially in the Western countries, every 10 years there is a war. First World War, Second World War. Before that, 100 years war, 7 years war. Trafalgar's war, Waterloo war. War, war, war. There cannot be any peaceful life. Because everyone is rogue and desperate. So there must be one. There must be punishment by nature. As soon as there is overpopulation, there is Malthus theory also. That as soon as there is overpopulation, there must be something disturbance. War, pestilence, epidemic, and finish. Finish. The extra population, unnecessary. Varna Sankap. They are called Varna Sankap. Varna Sankap, because by nature, there must be Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. By nature. That should be organized. Head is head, tail is tail. Not that head, tail, everything is one. That is called Varna Sankap. Krishna, Arjuna has argued that if the family members, the woman becomes widow, then there will be Varna Sankap population. Varna Sankap population means a population who cannot say who is his father. That is Varna Sankap. Or which caste does he belong? What is his father? What is his family? No, nothing. No importance. That is called Varna Sankap. So, when the Varna Sankap population increases, then the whole world becomes hell. So in order to save the world, to become Hades, the king also allowed. That is also bhakti. Because the whole natural plan is to come back home, back to God. This is nature's plan. Devijisha Gunamai Mama Maya Durastaya. It's like the police department. What is the meaning of police department? Why government spends so much money? The police department. Not to keep law and order. There must be. As soon as there is disobedience of law and order, immediately police department must go and punish and arrest. We can experience this thing. Similarly, by God's right, there is such department, police department. There is Maya, Durga Devi, you have seen, most of you might not have seen Durga Devi's picture with trident in the hand. The Asura is being attacked by the trident. So this trident means threefold miseries. You have seen the picture, Mother, Goddess Durga is piercing the trident and the death here on the heart. This trident means threefold miseries. Adhatri, Adhibhoti, Adhidvaivi. I've several times explained. Pertaining to the body and mind, pertaining to the other living entities, Adhibhoti, Adhidvaivi, pertaining to the nature's disturbance. So always we must be disturbed. If everything is all right, You're stuck in your country. Supposing everything is all right. But, what is that severe disease? Cancer. No. It's cancer. People are afraid of cancer. Or something else. Must. You cannot live peacefully. That is not possible. But the foolish rascals, they cannot understand that I want to live peacefully, happily. Why these things are imposed upon me? That is consciousness, real consciousness. Nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to suffer from disease. Nobody wants to be suffering from any calamity. Or nobody wants that there should be fire. And to see, especially in America, I see, but nobody wanted fire. But the fire brigade is alert because there must be fire somewhere. That is expected. That is expected. And if there is fire, there will be havoc. So, nobody wants the havoc, but it takes place. It takes place. This is in nature's law. Because as soon as dharma saglani bhavati, pranatmanusiyamaha, there may not be discrepancies in the process of religious life. That is nature's law. So, what is that religion? That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvadharman parityajyamami kang. This is religion. To surrender to God. It doesn't matter what religion you profess. It doesn't matter. But you must learn how to obey the supreme law. That is religion. Religion does not mean that you stamp some stereotype religion. I am Christian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Buddhist, and then fight. That is not religion. That is fanaticism. Religion means how one has become devoted to God. That is religion. Savai punsang paro dharma jato bhakti radhokhaji. You claim to be religious, or you claim to be Hindu, or Christian, or Buddhist, that's our life. But do you know what is God? Everyone silent. Everyone, all nonsense, let's get silent. He doesn't know what is God. And what is his religion? If you do not know what is God, a fake idea, and that is not religion. You must know what is God. That's why to become American citizen, it requires to know something of the history of America. So if American citizen, if you ask him, what we are, I am American. Who is your president? I do not. What is this nonsense, America? Would you like to hear from him? I do not know who is president. Similarly, a human being professing some certain type of religion, but you ask him, what is God? Religion must be in relationship with God. Any religion. But asking, what is God? No answer. But religion means, savai punsam paro dharma jato bhakti adho khaji. Mahitati apratihata jenatma samprasidati. This is religion. First class religion. What is that first class religion? Jato bhakti adho khaji. By practicing which one becomes a devotee of the Lord. That is real. That is real. So instead of becoming devotee of the Lord, we are devotee of dog. This is our position. So in order to save the human society from this dangerous condition, without any knowledge of God, without any knowledge of religious principle, there must be some strong king, strong government to save the people. Because this human life is a chance. Other inferior type of life, animals, birds, bees, trees, it is not possible. They are also living entities. But human life is developed, consciousness. So this is nature's gift, that now you try to understand what is God. Now you try to understand what is your relationship with God. Now you practice yourself how to go back home, back home. Back. This is the business of the human society. So, unless the king or government looks after it, how people will be advanced? The government is advocating that you drink, you eat meat, you have prostitution and gambling and give me cash. Finish. My business is finished. Parikshit Maharaj was not like that. Parikshit Maharaj is conquered all these places to serve Krishna, to teach Krishna consciousness. Therefore he conquered. Otherwise, that is the business of all devotees. Yesterday we were speaking of Divya. Every devotee should be so sincere to Krishna or God that he must execute Krishna's mission. Krishna himself comes. Krishna comes as devotee. When he came personally, he established his position as God with all opulences, six opulences. And he asked through Arjuna, Sarvadharman Prityajyamamekam Saranabhaya. This is Krishna's demand. You rascal, because we are all parts and parcel of Krishna. We are suffering. Manasasthani indriyani prajitisthani karasati. A great struggle for existence within this material world, simply by mental speculation. Manasasthani indriyani. And then the indriyas are misguided, simply sense gratification, not for controlling the senses. Human life means to control the senses, not to open the senses naked. This is not human life. To control, that is the distinction between animal and human life. Animal cannot control. The human civilized man must have the capacity to control. That is human civilization. That is called tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharyena. Jamina, damene, daminava. This is human life. So Parikshit Maharaj, in so many ways, he was king, emperor, not for exploiting the citizens, but to give them real sense, real consciousness, so that they may become happy. And we can read some of the description of the places we have selected from Mahabharata. Read it.
Bhadrashva. It is an island near Meru Parvat. There is a description of this island in Mahabharata, Bhishma Parva, 7:16-18. The description was narrated by Sanjaya to Dhritarashtra. Maharaj Yudhishthira also conquered this island, and thus the province was included within the jurisdiction of his empire. Maharaj Parikshit was formally declared to be emperor of all lands ruled by his grandfather, but still he had to establish his supremacy.
Well, this island might have changed the name, because there are so many islands, that's like the Java Island, the Lakshadweep Island, many small islands. Similarly, this Meru is also another island. not only these small islands, but according to Vedic culture, each planet is called island. Each planet. Just like this planet, Arctic planet, is called Jambudvip. Why it is called Deep? Deep means island. Because actually it is island of the air. Just like there are so many islands in the sea, similarly this vast air, outer space, and all these planets are floating like islands. Therefore island, Deepo, Jambudvipo. That here in this earthly planet, long, long ago, it is saying in the Vedic literature, Sapta Dvipa. Sapta means seven. So this earthly planet is a seven dvipa, seven islands. These two Americas, North and South, they are islands. Africa, one island. And combined Asia and Europe. Another island, the two poles, two islands, Australia, another island, this is the Saptadvipa. So they say they discovered America. So, but this discovery was long, long, many, many, millions of years it was known. Where is the discovery? That poor fund of knowledge. Because there are no knowledge in the Vedic literature. They think now I discover. Just like a child born, he thinks, now I discovered the world. Before my birth, there was no world. This kind of knowledge is called poor fund of knowledge. Therefore, knowledge must be taken from the Vedic literature. These are means full knowledge. And that full knowledge, when it is properly utilized, then you can understand Krishna. Vedaisya sarvai ahameva vidyam. First of all, you have to take to the Vedic literature for real knowledge. And when you come to the platform of real knowledge, then you can understand Krishna. Before knowing Krishna, you are in darkness. You are in darkness. Because it is said, Veda is to sadvai. Veda means knowledge. The ultimate goal of knowledge is to understand Krishna. Therefore, it is called Vedanta. Vedanta. Veda means knowledge. And anta means the ultimate. Vedanta. Vedanta philosophy. The Vedanta philosophy gives you direction. That what is the object of knowledge? Atata Brahma Jigyana. Now, object of knowledge is to understand the Supreme, the origin of everything. That is object of knowledge. Philosophy. Philosophy means science, anything. Science also tries. What is the original cause of this creation? What is the original cause of life? But because Andhara Khandhiri Guniyamana, the so-called philosopher and scientist, they have been taught by another unscientist, not scientist. So he is also not scientist, not philosopher, because he has been taught by another andha. Just like one blind man leaves other blind. So I will get knowledge. So therefore, according to Vedic civilization, it is enjoined, it is ordered that if you want to take knowledge, tad vijnanartham, to understand the complete science, tad vijnanartham, the spirit, ta guru meva avigacchet, you must approach the Murakai Guru. Otherwise, there is no knowledge. That's not knowledge. So, Vedic knowledge is so perfect that this Bhargavasa, seven islands. Now, the seven islands are still there. you cannot make eight or nine, or six. The seven islands are still there. The seven islands means within seven islands, the two Americas, North and South America, are there. So, why it is called Columbus? Columbus discovered. No, it was already in the Vedic literature. You'll find in Shankaracharya's, when Columbus discovered America, how many years ago? 200 years? 500 years. And Shankaracharya has described about the seven islands 1,500 years ago. So why the Kedis should go to Columbus? He should go to Shankaracharya. But Andhaja Khan Jiru Punyamana, he said that I have discovered. So you are talking, perhaps you know this story. You are talking among his friends. So the friends ridicule another friend. So they are criticizing. For nothing you got some credit that you have discovered America. What you have done? It was already there. So he says, yes, that is knowledge. Things are already there, but one who puts it into the forefront of the public, that is it. So actually, everything is existing. We have to simply take the knowledge. The modern method is ascending process. The knowledge is there, but still, they are trying to understand it by arohapantha, ascending process. It is called inductive knowledge. Inductive knowledge means that suppose a man is mortal. So the so-called scientists, they are trying to discover the law why man is mortal. They are studying this man is mortal, this man is mortal, this man is mortal. Therefore, it is concluded that all men are mortal. Nobody is immortal. But another man will argue that you have not studied all the human society. How you can conclude? So therefore, you must study. So this study will go on for life after life. They will never come to a person who is immortal. But they will protest that we cannot accept. But our process is deductive. We say that man is mortal, first of all. Therefore, John is a man, he also man, mortal. This is deductive process. Now, first of all, we accept man is mortal. The inductive process is that why should I accept man is mortal? I may not have seen a person who is immortal. So that argument can be given. But we accept this Vedic knowledge, the first premises, accept it. This time we accept that God is the source of everything. God says, Krishna says, that aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matyava bhajante mana bhudha bhava samandita. Krishna says, I am the origin of everything. Everything emanates from me. Matta sarvam prabhava. Sarvam means everything. There are two things. Animates and the origin of it. There are two things. So Krishna says, aham sarvasya prabhu. I am the source of both animate and inanimate. So Krishna, what is Krishna? Krishna is life, supreme life. Krishna is not dead. We are getting Krishna's description. He is not a dead body. These are things very, I would say, elaborately described in the Vedic literature. This time in Vedanta, it is saying the origin of everything is Brahma. Janma adhasya gataha brahma jigya. Now, this origin of everything, what is the formation? Animate or inanimate? This is accepted that Brahma means, the absolute truth means, the origin of everything. Now the next question would be, well, what is that origin? The modern scientists, they think the origin is chemical. But we say, no, it cannot be chemical. Janmadvasya jata annayat itarapasya artesu abhigya. The origin of everything must be a cognizant. He knows everything. Otherwise, how can he origin? It is very logical. Janmadvasya jataha annayat, origin. This time, I established this institution. I know how it was established perfectly. And how it is going on. And somebody may not know how it was established in New York with so great difficulty. But because I am the origin founder, I know. So similarly, so many things are going on in the nature's way. So the origin, he must know everything. And if he knows, then he cannot be inanimate. Where is the possibility of the origin becoming inanimate? No. Because the argument is, if one is the origin of everything, or something is original, he must have sensed how things are going on. So that is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadvasya jataha annayat itaratasya. Arteshu avijya, avijya, this word is used. Avijya means cognizant. That it is the origin of everything, how we got all knowledge perfectly. And therefore the next word is sarat, is fully independent. He doesn't require to take knowledge from anyone else. Otherwise, how can you origin? Sarat. Muyanti chasuraya. That origin is so perfect. And still, Suraya, many scholars, many scientists, philosophers, they are also bewildered that how he can be a person. Mayanti Suraya, Tene Brahma Dita Aditavai, Mayanti Suraya, these things are described. So actually, if we want to have knowledge of everything, the source of knowledge is Veda. And the essence of Veda is called Vedanta. And the descriptive explanation of Vedanta is the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vasam, Brahma Sutranam, Brahma Sutra. Brahma Sutra is the Vedanta philosophy. Krishna has also referred to Brahma Sutra. Brahma Sutra is Ketumadhi Vinishtitam. He recommends the Hetumabhi. Prastha. There are three prasthas, and Brahma Sutra is also prastha, the way of understanding. So Krishna has recommended that if you want to know things with reason and argument, then try to understand Vedanta Sutra. Those who want to know the absolute truth through reasoning and argument, then one should study Vedanta Sutra. But Vedanta Sutra, Sutra means codes. That means we have got code book, one word, it is meaning so many other things. Businessmen, they have got codes. When they send cable to their customer or to their principal, they use some codes. It says so many words. So Brahma Sutra, Sutra means codes. So that code also requires explanation. And that explanation is Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhasyam Brahma Sutra. Brahma Sutra, and the course explained in the Brahma Sutra, that is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you very much.